Welcome to the Victory World Outreach Podcast. We pray this message brings encouragement and inspiration to your life.
Praise God. If you're visiting tonight or it's your first time on a Wednesday evening, For a while, most of this year, we've set a little bit of time aside before we dismiss to have just a little time of prayer. And there's opportunity if you have a specific need for somebody to pray with you or just to find a place somewhere in here at the altar, at your seat, to spend a little time in prayer. Amen. And it's a blessing. It's been a great blessing. So share a little bit from the Word of God tonight, and then we'll take some time for that this evening before we dismiss. And again, be a great blessing for you and for all of us. It's a time to call on God. Amen. In this world, in all that's going on, and it's just a time to get before God. Amen. And say, oh God, keep me. Keep me from the darkness of this world. Keep me from blindness. Keep me from deception. And if you've got family member, just go down the list. Name each of them before God. Call out for those kids. Call out for your spouse. Pray for yourself. Amen. And just call on God. It's a powerful thing and desperately, desperately needed in this hour. Amen. Wanna, if you'd open up your Bibles to Book of Romans chapter 10, I just want to minister on the confession of faith or the confession of salvation. And we hear, you know, when it comes to salvation, about believing. And of course, that's vital and essential, just absolutely necessary to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe that he was the perfect sacrifice on the cross, that he gave his life, shed his blood on that cross, died, rose again from the dead. Faith, that's the foundation of faith, believing in what he did on the cross. But the Bible connects something with that for us that I wanted to look at a little bit closer this evening and read several verses here to focus in on that. In Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 8, it says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. That part that I want to focus on tonight is the area of the confession. It's, again, real common that we hear in church and religious circles, you know, believe. Just only believe. Do you believe? Yes, I believe. But the Bible connects with that something that we see here, and that is the confession, that they go together. They go together. And that if one is there, the other will be there. If faith is in the heart, it'll come out of the mouth. As Pastor Jones puts it, what's in the well is going to come up in the bucket. Amen. What's in the heart is going to come out of the mouth. Faith is sometimes difficult for some people to distinguish between what would be considered real faith and what is referred to as a mental assent. In other words, just, yeah, I believe. I heard that. I got it right up here. Up in the mind. Bible says even the devil believes and trembles. The devil's not saved. Somehow, in our lives, in the lives of people that would hear the gospel, that would make a decision, that would come before the Lord, that's got to get from here to here and out here. Amen. A confession. And these two, again, connected together, believing in the heart. One believes under righteousness, but with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Confession. What kind of confession is the Bible talking about? What confession? We see it through the Word of God and the examples in the gospel. And what's said here, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that we can look specifically at that of in areas of who he is and what he did. Who he is and what he did. And we'll see that in some scriptures here tonight. We see different people in the Word of God. You know, Peter made a confession. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Him and the other disciples said, we've come to know and to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who he is. Even others said, Lord, I believe that you're the Christ, the Son of God. Martha says, who has come into the world. John the Baptist proclaimed, I've seen and testified that this is the Son of God. Other disciples said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. Even Philip, when with the Ethiopian eunuch, when they were talking, and he says, you know what prohibits me from being baptized right now? And Philip says, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answers that, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. A confession. We at altar call and in witnessing to people lead people in a prayer. Which, nothing wrong with that at all. The foundation that I believe originated from the confession, the need of a confession of faith to lead somebody in a prayer like that. But it's not just canned words. It's not just a repeat at me and let me stamp your card. I mean, overall, leading someone in what we call the sinner's prayer is a good thing. It's a good thing. But if it's just words, guess what? It's just words. It's just words. Connection of the two. What's in the heart will come out of the mouth. It will come out of the mouth. It doesn't have to be pulled out. It'll come out. I remember when I got saved. I went to church in an evening service during the week and heard the gospel for the first time. I got saved and I worked at night. So after church, I went to work. And guys I had worked with and partied with and hung around with for years and knew them, nobody told me I had to do anything. Nobody even barely prayed with me at an altar. I was down there all by myself most of the time. But I got there to work and I said, I got saved tonight. I believe in Jesus. Something came out. Amen. Because it was in here. It was in here and it came out. I didn't wait 6 months. Amen. I didn't plan on it. It just came out. I got saved tonight. And something of the transformation on the inside was like Jeremiah said, it was a fire shut up in my bones. Amen. It just had to come out. Timothy says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, in verse 12, he says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. John takes this to a little bit further. In 1 John chapter 4, he says, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Let me stop there for just a second. Every spirit, he says, that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. So he uses the word spirit, but he's not talking about spirits that would be, floating around. He's talking about people
and the spirit that is behind the words that they speak and what influences them. That spirit. Spirits aren't talking. If you're hearing them, we'll pray for you. I'm not hearing them. I mean, they lie and torment my mind, but I'm not hearing voices. Amen. It's what people say and the spirit that influences what they say. If that is a confession that Jesus has come in the flesh, they are of God. They are of God. In verse 3 in the Amplified, he goes on and he says, every spirit which does not acknowledge and confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, but would annul, destroy, sever, disunite him, is not of God, does not proceed from him. This non-confession is the spirit of the Antichrist. This non-confession is the spirit of the Antichrist. And so you see the importance of this in the life of an individual, the evidence, if you will, of a genuine faith in the heart. You can think about God all day, all the time. But is that faith? Is that the type of saving faith? If it is, it's going to be confessed. It's going to be proclaimed. It's going to come out of the mouth. Doesn't mean you have to, every single person who gets saved has to go on the street corner and start shouting. If you do, that's fine. But at some point in time, to some people, whether it be family, whether it be friends, whether it be even a stranger at times, it's going to begin to be proclaimed that Jesus is the Son of God, that he has died on the cross and risen from the dead. Who he is and what he has done will come out of the mouth. Amen. There'll be a proclamation of that in the hearts of true converts and out of the mouth of true converts. Because we live in a time where that part of it has been pushed aside. And all that's emphasized is just believe. Just believe. Only believe. Well, that's important. But if it's real belief, it's going to come out. It's going to be proclaimed. Amen. It'll come out somewhere, sometime. Amen. The confession of who Jesus is something that identifies us with him. It identifies us with Jesus to proclaim, I believe. He is the Son of God. He has come in the flesh. Amen. John emphasizes that because of Gnostic teaching that was being swirled about in the church. The emphasis on his physical coming. He wasn't just some sort of spiritual ghost. He physically came in the flesh as the Son of God. The only begotten Son of God gave his life. It puts us in a place where we could most likely bear some reproach like he did. Some of the reproach like rejection, like persecution, like criticism, like mockery, like martyrdom, some of these things. It identifies us with him. I've read numerous accounts over the years of believers in countries like, you know, the old Soviet Union, and even today in China and across the Middle East and North Korea, you hear lots of reports and lots of testimonies. And one thing I noticed in so many of these accounts of the persecution that was coming down upon believers was the emphasis upon getting them to deny the Lord with their words. To deny him. It's interesting. There's something significant in that. Polycarp, when he was brought before Caesar, Caesar said, I have the power to let you go if you just deny him. Polycarp said, why would I do that? He's been nothing but good to me my entire life. Go ahead, he says, go ahead and put me to death. And you hear that account so many times of, if you'll just deny, if you'll just deny, even Muslims today, if you just deny, deny this, we'll let you live. Deny this. Deny it with your words. There's something powerful in it. Powerful that's connected to the very salvation and conversion that we enjoy. The profession of faith. Look in John chapter 12, verse 42. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Than the praise of God. Notice that. They believed. Many believed. It says, many believed, but they did not confess him for fear. In other words, that they would not accept that reproach. They would not be identified with him. And the division and the criticisms and the persecution. They didn't want to be put out. They didn't want to lose a place of comfort. They would not confess. What happened to those believers, I wonder? What happened to their faith? It doesn't say. My own feelings is it either came to the point where they would step up or it faded away to nothing. That's my opinion. They would not confess him. It's a powerful principle in the words that come out of our mouth. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's a familiar verse we use to relate to our words that we speak and how we just carry about our conversation and negative conversation and that's important, that's valid. But ultimately the life and death and the power of the tongue is, do you confess Jesus or do you not? The life is, if you confess, he is the Christ, he is the Son of God. He has come in the flesh, gave his life, died, and risen from the dead. There's life. There's life right there. Life. Death is the refusal to confess that he is the Son of God and what he has did. Many believe, but they would not confess him. What a sad thing. What a sad thing. Confessing the Lord puts you in a place to be identified with him. And the attitude and the persecutions and the rejection that this world has. It's not fun, but the glory to come will be more than fun. Amen. Praise God for it. Praise God. One man said, to believe without confession is an incomplete faith. To believe without confession is an incomplete faith. And I think that the, if you want to call it the conversion that we long to see, and so many people that would come down to an altar and, pray, which is fine, that would be so much more enduring and transforming if what was really in the heart that drew them to come down and answer an altar call would come out of their mouth the next day or the next month or down the road or would begin to be proclaimed. I honestly believe that. I honestly believe as we look in the Word of God that it's connected that closely and is that powerful of a part of the conversion, the transformation. Jesus said, he said, and we're going to pray. He said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father. But he said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. That's a powerful statement. How he and the disciples and the examples that we see in the Word of God are so connected to that. Amen. To where it's some, you know, one-on-one with somebody, family member, friend, whatever, somewhere the profession of, I believe Jesus is. I personally believe, just again, my opinion, that's what is part of water baptism. Amen. When they stood up before they were baptized and they made that profession of faith. They didn't tell how bad they were and all the rotten things they did. They stood up and they said, I now believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior. Before the congregation, before the crowd, they proclaimed that. And then they said, upon your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you. And they baptized him. It's a powerful thing. Can you say amen? Praise God. Let's bow our heads tonight if we could. Hallelujah. We're going to take some time in just a couple of minutes to spend a little time to pray. We'll dismiss together in a little while. But, you know, to take about a 15 minutes or so and pray is easy. It's an easy thing for us. There's a lot of needs, a lot of people to pray for. But before we do, I just wanted to give opportunity. Maybe you're here in this place and you're not saved. I don't know. But I do want to give opportunity if you want Jesus, his forgiveness, if you want us to pray for you, do you want to go on record before God and say, yes, I believe. I want his forgiveness and his mercy, his plan for my life, his eternal glory. I want that. Just slip up your hand. Say, pray for me. God bless you. God bless you. There's hands going up tonight. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Others join these tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe a lot of time has gone by. A lot of time sitting in church. And if you'd be honest, I don't know the heart, but maybe what you have is in the head and not the heart. I don't know. But you come before the Lord tonight and say, I do believe, and I'll go on record and I will proclaim my Lord and Savior. I will confess the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll not sit here in silence for all my life. But I'll proclaim who he is and what he has done. Amen. If that's you, just slip up your hand. Put it up. We'll pray for you tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Nobody was as quiet and as shy and as reserved as I was. And still am in a lot of ways. But I've proclaimed the Lord. I've proclaimed it to crowds. I've proclaimed it to individuals. I've proclaimed it to family, to friends. It's the Spirit of God, amen, that equips us. It's not being a bold, big mouth, loud mouth person. It's about having the Spirit of God, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take this opportunity and find some time to pray and a place to pray. We have some workers that are going to come down. If you have a specific need, you need someone to agree with you about, even if you raised your hand, I'd encourage you, come on down and they'll pray with you. We have a couple of ladies, a couple of men for the men. And right now, if you would, they're going to just put on some music. Let's spend a little time in prayer before we dismiss tonight. Praise God.
Thanks again for joining us. If you like this message, subscribe to our podcast channel for more episodes. We would love it if you would rate it and share it with your friends. For more content from Victory World Outreach and to learn more about us or to support this ministry, go to vwonow.com.